Back a couple of decades ago when Breaker International took over a Macaroni Grill, one of the great things they did, besides bringing the concept here from San Antonio, is they brought Phil Romano along with him, and he stayed. Phil Romano's got a brand new book out that talks about his life and his concepts, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here, David.
God, I've forgotten some of the names in here that you have come up with, from Fuddruckers to the Macaroni Grill and Cozy Mel's and Rudy's and Wee Wee and Eatsies and everything else. So the book is The Mad Entrepreneur. I've never known you to be really mad, at least not at me very often.
Well, mad is I wake up mad, okay? I wake up in the morning mad. I try to make people mad all day, David. I try to make a difference, M-A-D. So how can I make a difference in my life, somebody else's life, and how can I make a difference in my community?
And one thing you've always told us before, when going through different concepts, and we've talked to you a lot of times when you've opened up, different concepts or restaurants, is you always have to have a point of difference. I know in the case of Fuddruckers, it was all the hides, cuts up, and fresh vegetables sitting around. But some sort of point of difference.
Yeah, if you got five restaurants in a row, what's going to make them come to your restaurant? You got to have something different than they do. You got to have a point of difference. And I think, and anything for a concept to be successful, it's got to satisfy a need. It just can't be out there doing nothing. It's got to be satisfying something that the people need or missing, they want and haven't got. That's what you got to provide for them.
The concepts have legs, too. Now, I mean, there's some casualties along the way that some of us remember that, that didn't make it. But
Babe Ruth never had 1,000, did he?
No, he didn't. But by golly, you've kissed a lot of frogs, and you have more than your fair share of princes.
Okay.
So, I mean, they stay around. I mean, there's still Macaroni Grills, and obviously you're back for a second time with Eatsies. But you sort of pick up and move on along. I mean, you may have an equity interest in this thing. You pointed the book, but you're always out looking for the next concept.
Well, sure. I think, in this world, you got to adjust and adapt. Things change, and you got to move with the change. If I didn't do that, I'd be, behind the times.
You always, and you generally, you lean toward fine dining or tablecloth, sit down. I mean, the big thing right now is fast casual. Is that a flash in the pan, do you think?
No. I think, let's say it this way. There's two types of eating as far as I'm concerned. There's fine dining and there's eating. Okay? People do fine dining when they can afford it or on occasions, okay? And when they're using the plastic of their employer, okay? That's fine dining.
Yeah, that's right.
And people eat every day of the week. The eating business. People eat every day of the week, three times, four times a day sometimes. But that's the kind of business you got to be. It's a big market. And you're there.
In your book, The Mad Entrepreneur, so you go through all these different, 30 different concepts you've come up with from, right now the Network Bar over at Trinity Groves, to Trinity Groves as a whole, and Fuddruckers, and some of your private clubs that you had in Florida, and Barclays, and Enoch's, and everything else. Is there a favorite?
David, that's like asking me what my favorite child was if I had 20 of them.
But was there one that's successful that surprised you?
Well, the one that I think about most, I think, and get the most satisfaction out of is the stent, when I got in the medical profession a little bit. The heart stent. I mean, I got that. We brought that to the marketplace, and I own one-third of it, 30% of it, actually 33% of it. And, David, it changed the world.
If people who don't know the story, if memory serves, you invested some angel money, $250,000, $250,000 with a doctor, a couple of doctors down in San Antonio. They turned around and made the medicated heart stent, which you proudly wear, I know.
I got two of them in me. that's like making an investment that saves your life. 26 years ago.
And that's a whole different Romano that people don't know, is the medical device investor, and we read about that a little bit in the book too. That's been fun, I would imagine.
It's funny, I did that, and all of a sudden, I dealt with Johnson & Johnson and got a very large royalty from them, and the thing very successful. It made us an awful lot of money.
$200 million right out of the chute.
Well, the total to our group was about $600 to $700 million. But, everybody thought they knew. I knew what I was doing. So they start coming to me with other ideas, or people start coming to me with ideas. And since we put three medical funds. And we just invest in garage technology, startup technology. You know, we got a 2+2 philosophy. We don't put more than $2 million in a concept. And we try to get it ready to the market within 2 years. And this is funny because major companies won't give that kind of small little amount to startup companies.
Right.
They want them bigger. So we know they want them. They bring them to us, and we get them bigger, and we got somebody to sell it to.
And you've done a lot of it, lap band surgery and all sorts of things. And then in your spare time, you're a pretty wicked painter. I mean, you've got quite a reputation. You sold, what, $1 million worth of paintings?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. You know, I've got involved in painting, and it's done something for me. It's given me, I'm creating something. When I'm not doing restaurants, I got to be creating something, or businesses. I got to create something. And I think that doing this, it's like, creating something that's never been before. You know, my canvas, I did it. You know, nobody else, one of a kind in the whole world. But other than that, technology is, I'm one of the few people, not few, but I'm one of the people that been around before technology, been here after technology, okay? And I don't have time to learn technology. That's beyond me. So, you know, it's passing me by. As soon as I become useless in my doing business with people, then heck, I just say thank you. I just turn it over to my people, and I'm going to go paint all day, and I'm doing something they can't do. And it's I get make money doing it, but I just consider that reward, you know, or award or applause.
Well, you're just a kid. You're not even 80 yet.
More months I am.
Well, look, I look forward to the next one, which will chronicle the next 20 years. But this has jogged a lot of memories, and I think a lot, you know, it's some good life lessons in there, but there's also some great gossip, that deal with El Molino and your lawsuits with the Dallas Morning News. Anyway, it's a good read. The Mad Entrepreneur by Philip J. Romano, author. It's always good to have you.
Well, good, David. Thank you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.